Tonight I'd like to give gratitude for some of the things I've learned through Christian Science. I have learned that my desire to be saved or to overcome any challenge is a selfless one, since in overcoming any lie, I contribute to the saving of the world thought. This has taught me to stop any excuses for not doing what I should do or for just denying error and not replacing it with the truth that I know. As a working Christian Scientist, I know now that I must each day be ready to handle animal magnetism with the might of God, and have been taught also how to get ready for each day by gaining the correct sense of my oneness with God. This, Mrs. Eddy tells us, is indestructible, our connection with God, and that through the morning preparation and throughout the day to remind myself that my helper is at hand. This has helped me to keep alert, to know that whatever comes up, I can turn it around as an opportunity to bless myself and to bless the world thought. In the article, Demonstration is a Privilege, it's from Precepts, Volume 3 by Carpenter. He says that no Christian Scientist can be called such unless he works at it, any more than a policeman is such unless he is dressed in his uniform and guarding the city. I'm grateful for this statement, and especially because Mrs. Eddy has made plain from Christ Jesus' works all that is available to us to accomplish this. The daily duties found after the lesson sermons, Mrs. Eddy's treatment for every day, found in the article section on our website, are all the truth. They have all the truth we need to use selflessly to bless the saving of mankind. Happy to be here tonight and so grateful for your readings, Fairly, and thanks for everyone contributing to the service. Happy to be here tonight.